Is that your drum sound?
No, I was gargling.
Gargling. Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
What's occurring, man?
In the afternoon?
Yo.
Give me five today at 5 o'clock, five songs in a row with the theme of...
Well, it's a little warm, so hot?
Hot.
Yeah, you know, Marcy did it for an hour during boot camp, and we're like, that doesn't cover it. It's too damn hot. More hot songs.
It was 106 when I was coming in. That's great.
Unbelievable.
Great.
Damn.
Also, it's September 1st, so it's Customer Appreciation Day.
Yeah, first excited day about of the that? Month means we appreciate your ass.
Yep, and worst Labor Day plans.
Mm.
Coming up. Plus, I don't know if you've seen the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey trailer.
Yeah, you know, this is the sort of thing I
it's quite divisive.
I've always found very amusing, especially same. Back in the 80s. Yeah,
same. Yeah. I found it. Others don't.
Yeah, I'm sure the parent company that owns it, although it's gone into public domain, probably yes. Not too happy. I wouldn't.
It's think. Gone into public domain, so they've made a movie where Winnie the Pooh is a killer. I'll tell you more about that coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We have plans for you already in the month of October. You're going to be partying on the 8th.
October already.
Yeah, way okay. The hell in advance if right. You show up and hang out for the Heidi and Frank 10th anniversary bash. You know how to get in, right?
Yes, you text.
The word is...
And you say, please let me in to Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary show.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin
at
chin.
At the Hard Rock in Hollywood. You have to say it word for word.
And send it to Renee, R-E-N-E, from The Morning Show. It's no. All thanks to Tax Relief Advocates.
We were lying.
Your tax resolution specialist.
We were lying. The word for word thing is not
Antis
true.
And Antis Roofing Why and Waterproofing. You? Keeping family safe and dry.
They have to send Renee.
That's all they have to send.
To 68683.
That's it.
Renee. I was thinking about Labor Day.
Yeah, I can't wait. Woo! Hell yeah.
You for other reasons than most people. Most people love Labor Day.
Yeah, I love Labor Day.
Because it's a great chance
nothing.
To get along, you know, get with people and have a barbecue or whatever.
Yeah, no way.
And for me, I was thinking that my Labor Day is going to be wide open. I don't have any plans.
What?
And then I started thinking that might be best case scenario. Because a lot of people have worse plans for Labor Day.
Oh, that's
and we
true.
Should talk to them.
Yeah.
At 818-955-KLOS. Maybe they have to work.
You've been roped into something you really don't want to do.
Correct.
Oh, now that COVID is over, we can all get back together again.
Not with that guy. That guy. I can't stand that guy.
Co-worker that you have to go to their house. Or you have to lay tile on the top of a roof and it's 115 and
oh,
you have to work.
My God, it's so hot this weekend. That should be your built-in excuse. We can't do anything out of doors.
It's
at
too
all.
Hot.
It has to be in the air conditioning.
So the worst Labor Day plans.
Yeah, what have you been roped into?
818-955-KLOS. It is Customer Appreciation Day,
yeah.
So in about a half hour, we're going to start giving out t-shirts and asking some personal questions.
Yeah, sure, we're going to give out t-shirts. In the last 3 months, 4 months, were the people still waiting?
Listen.
Where's my shirt?
We're going to promise you a t-shirt is
there
how
you
I
go.
Should
That's
say.
What you should say, yeah.
Yes. First, we're talking about, I don't have any plans for Labor Day. And
That's
then I
weird.
Thought, maybe I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Because people can have terrible plans for Labor Day.
Things can go seriously south.
They could get invited to somebody's house they don't like. They might have to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a problem with Labor Day?
Yeah, you made any plans yet?
Hey, I didn't really f*** it up yet because I got to go to urgent care to see if my right leg's f***ed up. First it was my left, went and got that checked out, and the left, and now it jumped to the f***ing right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm afraid if I go to urgent care, they're going to want to keep me.
Right. Yeah. So wait to go until Monday because it's a day off.
Yeah, wait till Monday.
Yeah, wait till Monday. I think that's good medical solid advice.
Well, you know, maybe my mentality will put up with the pain till then. I don't
yeah,
know.
Maybe you get some pain pills. Woo!
Yeah, take a hit off the vape pipe, man. It's going to be some cannabis.
Well, yeah, that does sound like pretty crappy Labor Day plans. I think you win.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You have the worst plans for Labor Day.
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Shut it down.
Shut what down?
How dare they?
Universal Studio Hollywood tickets coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's very cool. Now, that's very cool. That's awesome. We're going to give away a 4-pack of tickets here pretty soon.
Here's my tweet, and I don't quote myself often, but this is worth it.
Yeah.
In this world of divisiveness, it's good we can all agree that Winnie the Pooh should be a cold-blooded killer in a slasher film.
No, this is what I'm saying no to. Not Universal tickets. That. How dare they? When I was tiny, though, one of the first movies I got taken to was Winnie the Pooh with my sister. It was triple G rated. It was unbelievable.
Listen,
and now?
Christopher Robin left moved away, got a girlfriend, and then came back to check on him.
This smacks a little of the Toy Story with the one with the big purple bear that smelled of whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
One of the Toy Story ones where he got left out in the rain and then he became a cruel, horrible little creature.
This is Winnie the Pooh as a slasher.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't loving it. People are either loving it.
Well, I think it's pretty funny, actually.
Or they're not loving it.
But, you know, here's the show tells you where we're at. Because I remember back in the 70s, they started taking things like Alice in Wonderland and turning them into pornos.
Right.
So everybody was getting along real well in those.
Right,
but here in 2022, suddenly Winnie the Pooh is a mass murderer. That's where we're at
now. You don't even have to change the name for the porn.
Right.
Here's
Thank you.
Here's the part of the trailer.
This is real.
This is real.
We go look it up. It's a fact.
I just tweeted it.
We should be close now.
We're not going to find them.
We will. Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore. We were friends for many years, and they're out now.
That's supposed to be Christopher Robin.
Yes, and that's some great acting.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be friends for many years, and they're out there.
Well, you know, usually in flashers, you find them amazing actors.
It's
they're coming
great.
For you, Barbara.
Christopher, we need to leave. Now.
I really need to find out what's happening, okay?
I really need to find out what happened, okay? This is real. This is a movie.
A motion picture.
That has a trailer.
May, in fact, win the Academy Award this year.
Probably not.
Hey, how dare you?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
We need to go. There's... Laura's dead.
There's a bear out there.
And you look and you see the outline of Winnie the Pooh in the moonlight outside the window. It's the greatest movie ever.
I mean, you know how this happened. It's all fallen into public domain. So that just goes to show you, don't let the future happen so that things
don't
fall into.
Don't let the future happen.
Yeah,
that's good
shut
advice.
Shut it down.
Or go see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I am looking at some tweets here, and I don't think everybody's on board with Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, the slasher version of Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, the movie... Blood and Honey.
Blood and Honey?
Is the name.
Honey and
it.
Blood, whatever.
And it's Christopher Robin going back to check on his friends.
That he abandoned in
and
the woods.
His friends are upset. And turns out that they are killers.
Yeah, this is a real movie. You got to look it into
it's
it.
It's a real movie. I guess it went into public domain, which, what is that, 50 years?
Yeah, something like that. It's not April 1st, it's September 1st, so this is not a...
It's not that.
No, real.
It actually is a real movie that there's a real trailer for. I put it up on my Twitter, at the Kevin Ryder. But should we talk to him?
To Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
You have Winnie the Pooh on the phone?
Yeah.
What?
Winnie.
Oh, if it isn't such a pleasure to talk to you.
Hi, we're calling about this trailer for this new movie that came out.
Yeah, Mr. Pooh, it's a little scary.
If you don't mind, nobody should call me Mr. Pooh unless they're going to give me a spot of honey. Or their...
I don't really have one of those.
Wow. Well, things have changed.
Yeah.
Back in the Castro district, every once in a while, I'd accept a bit of Mr. for some of the fellas who were giving me some love. You know, that's how I got the name, Winnie the Pooh, because I would get my covered in...
Wow, this is destroying people's memories.
And destroying people's... And perhaps destroying their...
Sure.
Because of my sick bear...
Okay. All right. Were you involved in the writing of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
No. It's just people wanting to take advantage of my name and my character and my immense identity.
I see. Okay.
But I'm not exactly upset about it because I have had a rough go for the last 3 to 4 years.
Have you? What happened?
Well, I went out to the bar with a floozy. She was just a friend with benefits. You should see this pig. She was literally a pig. I met her through Tigger. I'm going home, and I've had a good drink. I've had about 5 pulls of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, I'm tweeting. And I'm going to tweet about this that I met through Tigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed one little letter right at the beginning of Tigger. One little letter. And next thing you know, I'm canceled. That's what their kids call it today, canceled.
Canceled, yes, you're canceled. You probably should be canceled if that was your tweet.
I was a mistake. I would never think to tweet that on purpose. But you know, it's a simple word. It's a word. Words should do no harm. I've been banished to a cave, and I thought to myself, you know, these punk-ass British stuffy little bitches. I'm going to get them. So I went on a murdering spree.
I see.
And I had a good time with it. And they thought, hey, why not make a movie about it? And I said, if you're gonna, you're gonna. Just leave me out of it. Leave me alone.
I mean, they didn't really leave you out of it as much as you are the main killer.
And apparently a little bit Irish all of a sudden.
Listen.
Yes.
You big-headed
yeah, sorry.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want you to call. Give me a call or come visit my cave and then say, wait, can you give us the deeds? Just do your story. Leave me the f*** alone.
Okay, I got it.
No, I'm the main killer. It's called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Right.
I'm not an ancillary character. It's about me.
You're right in the middle of it. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, but I'm saying leave me alone.
Right, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. All right, we'll let you go then because we don't want to step on your toes.
How do you work with him, Sluggo?
It is the 1st of September.
Oh, that's right.
Very first day.
That means one of my favorite little things we do here at KLOS.
It is our customer appreciation day for the Kevin and Sluggo show.
We appreciate the hell out of you. You know, you go into a donut shop and they ask you to sign up for their little rewards program and they ask you nice questions like, what's your favorite kind of donut?
Right.
That's not exactly what we're going to ask
that's
you.
That's not what we're going to ask you at all.
Nope.
No. We're going to ask you something that might be embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you we'll promise you a t-shirt.
Yeah, we'll promise you a t-shirt. I mean, from what I understand, the last 4 months worth of t-shirts haven't gone out to anybody.
I don't know. I think we're about 50-50.
I think it's 90-99.
So we're going to 0.9 promise you
no
a t-shirt.
Yes.
And we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But we are happy that
yes.
you listen
yes.
to KLOS in the afternoon. So 818-955-KLOS is the phone number if you'd like to call and perhaps maybe get the promise of a t-shirt.
If you answer some really rude questions, that is. Call now.
818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, it's Customer Appreciation Day. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
We have a few questions for you. Who do you think is the worst dressed person in your family?
Me.
You?
Not me. That's me.
Yay.
All day. You, okay. All right. All right. What are some of the things you think about while you're sitting on the toilet?
All right, well, what I need to do and how I'm going to do it and, you know.
And what was that noise just now? Whoa, that doesn't sound good.
All right, you hold on. We're going to give you the promise of a t-shirt.
Yeah, we're going to claim you're going to get a t-shirt. Isn't that nice?
That is nice. Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you. Hold on.
Don't go away. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, welcome to Customer Appreciation Day. Where are you calling from?
Orange County, California.
All right, Jonathan, have you ever promised kissing in the mirror? Practice. I'm sorry. Have you ever practiced kissing?
I did actually promise I would kiss myself once in the mirror, but I didn't come through.
In
I was
mirror.
So let down.
Oh, man. Can't let yourself down. I said, kiss myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yes.
I kiss, like, not practice kiss, but I've blown a kiss to myself in the mirror. Does that count?
Have you really?
Hell yeah.
You've blown yourself a kiss in the mirror?
You have a good day.
Kevin, would our customer Jonathan here get less static if he had actually practiced instead of just blown himself
a kiss? He blows himself a kiss in the mirror.
Yeah, but does that require he be mocked
yes!
ruthlessly?
Yes!
Jonathan, I'm on your side. Good for you. Blowing kisses.
You're
yourself.
The best, and hold on for the promise of perhaps maybe a possibility of a t-shirt.
Possibility.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't go away. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Xandria.
First of all, one question. What are you thinking listening to Kevin and Sluggo on KLOS?
Really like you guys, but I have a question.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
She has a question for us.
Uh-oh. All right. Go ahead.
Do we get a t-shirt?
And I think I have deja vu because I hear the same thing twice. And I think I have deja vu because I hear the same thing twice. And I think I have deja vu because I hear the same thing twice.
Huh?
It's replayed like an hour later.
Oh, no. You're crazy. That's just crazy talk. I'm sorry. That means you really need to visit a therapist.
Are you all right?
Yeah, that's never happened on this show.
Oh, okay. Because I really thought I was in the Matrix, you know, having this deja vu.
You are.
Sure, yeah. That's
you
deja vu.
Are.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Someone's going to come wake you up pretty soon, and it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you finally stopped sleeping with a stuffed animal?
Probably 18.
How long? How old?
18.
18.
What was it? What was the stuffed animal?
Please say Winnie the Pooh.
A teddy bear.
Oh.
How about that? One other question. Would you rather have sex with Donald Trump in secret or not have sex with him, but everybody thinks you did?
Oof.
Sex with him in secret or not have sex with him, but everyone in the world thinks you did?
Probably just let everybody think I did.
You know what? That's wise. That's very
wise.
That is
wise.
There's a lot of people that would fit that one, I think. Hey, thanks. Hold on. We'll promise to get you a t-shirt and never come through.
The possibility of maybe giving you a t-shirt, but not.
Yeah.
But
we're not going to. It's Customer Appreciation Day, 818-955-KLOS.
Call us, and you might possibly get a promise of perhaps us sending you maybe a t-shirt.
Someday.
It is the first of the month.
Yeah.
So September 1st. So on the first of the month, we do Customer Appreciation Day. We're very grateful to everybody who listens to this show.
Thank you for wasting your life that way.
To prove it, we're going to talk to you, promise you a t-shirt that you're probably not going to get. KLOS, who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, thanks for being our customer, first of all.
Yeah.
Do you ever sing in the shower?
Not really.
All right.
La, 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 la.
Do you have a crush on somebody that doesn't know it?
No, I hate everybody.
Joe, you are our kind of customer.
Joe's our favorite customer.
Yeah. Hold on, don't go away. We'll promise to give you a t-shirt and never come through.
You've done enough. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, it's Kareem.
Kareem, isn't it nice when you like go into a donut shop and they give you a loyalty card and a little while later you get a free donut?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be less fun if you didn't get the free donut though? All right, listen, thanks for being our customer. We have a few questions for you. Kareen, have you ever tasted earwax?
Ooh. No.
Wow.
All right.
So you're not in Harry Potter then.
What is the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Ah, nice one.
Probably smoked marijuana before it was legal.
Oh, boo. That's your fine. You're fine. You're good. You're good. Who's your favorite, your mom or dad?
My mom.
Oh.
Is your dad alive?
Neither of them are.
Okay.
Kevin and his...
I was going to call dad and rub it in. We're going to send you, hell, two t-shirts. We're not going to send them, so we might as well just promise them.
Yeah, you can get two t-shirts. Hold on, don't go away.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Janelle.
Janelle, thank you for being our customers, Customer Appreciation Day.
I love it.
All right, would you trade your sibling in for $1 million cash?
Oh, absolutely no.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say yes.
Me too.
Oh.
What about a pet?
Never.
$1 million.
$1 million tax free.
Yeah.
That you can barely buy a house with $1 million. Absolutely no.
Well, you could maybe take that $1 million and make sure that pet that you got rid of lives a wonderful life.
No, that's my little angel pie.
Take $1 million. What is your pet?
Her name is Paris, and she's a little dog. Half poodle, half Pomeranian.
I guess you know what, Kevin? I couldn't give away my dog.
But we're saying $1 million tax-free.
And I'm already on your side now. I wasn't, but now I am.
Yeah, not with my little poochie.
Oh.
What if we showed up at your door and knocked right now and we had a briefcase stack of full cash.
Is that what's in that briefcase?
Yes.
I'm wondering. Well, of course, I'll take it then.
Excellent.
Bye, Angel Pie. Been nice knowing you. Hey, hold on. You'll get a t-shirt in 3 to 7 business years if all goes well. Hold on a second. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Customer Appreciation Day. You might possibly get the promise of perhaps maybe getting a t-shirt.
T-shirt not included.
KLOS, who's this?
My name is Susan.
Susan, thank you for listening to our little dog and pony show. We have a few questions for you. Where are you calling from?
I'm on the 5 freeway stuck in traffic.
I mean, you know, starting off pretty rough. Not even willing to answer that.
I don't want to give you my address. I don't want to tell you.
No.
Susan, if you were allowed to marry more than one person, would you?
Maybe.
Oh, nice.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What would the situation... Are you married now?
Yes.
Okay. And if he could get along with somebody, you would marry someone else?
Yes.
Do you want us to define get along with somebody?
We're not talking about the devil's threesome, which is two guys and a girl.
Woo.
We're talking about... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
One more question. Would you rather lose your sex organs forever?
Wow.
Or gain 200 pounds?
Gain 200 pounds.
I've already done that.
That's
it's much better.
That's the correct
answer. Yes. Susan, thanks for playing along. Hold on. Don't go away. We'll pretend to get you a t-shirt someday. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
JJ.
JJ, thank you for listening to our little program. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Trying to call you guys so long.
Oh, welcome to it.
Finally
got through.
Yeah.
Would you rather live with no internet forever or no AC or heating?
Wow.
Oof. No internet or no AC or heating?
Well, I've lived without phones before, so I would go with no internet.
Wow. All right.
I don't think I could go with no internet.
Really? So you go with no in California? I guess I'd go with no heating myself because you can kind of get away with it.
I would love it. I hate the heat. So
yeah, I'm with you, man.
But you said
no internet, so we're taking your internet away forever, dude. Right. This is actually binding. I don't know if people understand that.
That's correct. It's legally binding.
Yes.
Have you ever peed in the shower?
I have. This morning.
This morning.
Okay.
There you go.
Would you ever wear your shirt inside out for a whole day if someone paid you $100?
I've done it before.
I have too.
But you didn't get $100.
And we both done it for free.
Hold on. Don't go away. We'll get you one of those things that you can wear the wrong
we'll
way out
possibly
if you so
send
desire.
You maybe yeah, a t-shirt,
probably not.
JJ.
I doubt it, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
I like that guy. 818-955-KLOS.
We're not going to send you one, but if you call, we're going to ask you some questions, and we might possibly give you the promise of receiving a maybe t-shirt.
And we prefer you can say more than
not included. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, Flogo. Hey, Kevin. I'd like to participate in your contest.
Yes, who is this?
Lisa from Irvine.
All right, Lisa, we have a few questions for you first, and thank you for being a customer of ours.
Okay, what are your questions?
Who is a person that you pretend to like, but you actually don't?
Another Kevin that I know, my ex, I don't like very much.
All Kevins suck. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Kevin.
No worries.
And then the other one is Ashley.
Down with Ashlyn.
Or whoever it was. Yeah. We're with you on that.
Yeah.
When was the last time you brushed your teeth, Lisa?
Every single day, four times. Last time was about 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago, all
four
right.
Four times a day. Wow.
Have you ever eaten anything off the floor?
No.
Oh, come on. When you were three?
What? Never?
I pick it up and I put it in the trash can. I never eat it, though.
What?
And then you go brush your teeth.
Right after.
You drop something, it touches the floor for a second. You pick it up and toss it out?
Yes, no matter what it is.
You're an animal.
Brush your teeth.
I clean everything out, yeah.
You're an animal.
You just really wanted to say that.
I did.
You're like hoping they would pick it up off the floor and eat it no matter what.
No, she's an animal that might or might not receive a t-shirt.
Yeah, Lisa, good luck on that. Hold on. Don't go away. We'll get your information. It'll be a complete waste of time. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan.
What the hell's going on, Dan?
I don't know. A little whiskey, a little this and that. What's going on with you, brother?
Pretty much the same thing.
Less of each, and we're sorry for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ever eaten anything off the floor?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, screw that 10-second rule. I got like 5-year rule.
So if it's been there for 5 years, man. It's good. That's awesome.
Did you ever have a security blanket, Dan?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
All right, I have a question just for you, Dan. Have you ever pooped in your pants?
Okay. No, I probably shot once or twice. Is that the same thing?
Close enough. Yeah, that's good, though.
I've thrown my underwear away at work. Does that count?
Oh, wow. Ow. Wow. I am sorry.
You know, you wrap it. I'm in the bottom of the,
Yeah.
Songs in a row.
Be quiet, I'm singing. That's me singing.
The same today?
Yeah.
Hot?
Yes. You know, I walked a dog last night at about 10 o'clock or whatever.
Is that code?
Yeah. And it was 97 degrees.
At what time?
Like 10.
Ridiculous.
97 degrees.
The team is hot.
And this guy's going to start it off.
Hello, this is Rod Stewart.
It's my song for you, Kevin. You hot leg.
Thank you.
Hot.
I know. Sexy.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, my name's Stephanie. How are you doing?
Good.
Stephanie, we're doing well, and you're doing well, as you just won a family 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Awesome.
Nicely done.
A pair of tickets or a 4-pack?
You got a 4-pack.
You got people who want to go with you?
Sure. Yes, I do. I have people.
Nice.
I have people.
Our people will call your people, and you can arrange this one.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Give me five songs with a theme today. It's hot. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS.
Five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock. The theme is hot.
That's what Marcy did this afternoon. We already did a end of summer Gimme 5 not too long ago.
Sure.
But then this weekend's supposed to be like insanely hot.
Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all
insanely hot.
Insanely hot.
So Heat Seeker seems to fit, but what do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Gimme 5 hot songs. I don't know if you've heard the new rule, but it is the death penalty for anybody who asks if it's hot enough for you.
I agree. I agree. Never say that. Never ask that. Never do that.
Yeah, thank you, please. And it is Give Me Five Hot Songs for this hot weekend. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Kevin Flugel?
Good. Thank you. We're doing Give Me Five. The theme is hot.
How about Hot-Blooded?
Ah! Foreigner. Foreigner.
I believe it's Foreigner.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it? Oh, I think we blew it. We should have done Cold Songs. Screw being hot.
We can do that again.
Yeah.
We can do that Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah.
Sure, because it'll be cool by then.
It better be. Damn well better
be. It's been too hot. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about Give Me Five, songs about heat, hot.
I got a hot one for you. Hot in the City by Billy Idol.
Hot in the City.
I like that song.
Hot in the City tonight. You like me singing?
Not by you. No.
Oh, man.
No.
Hey, you know, he's going to be doing a whole bunch of shows at the Cosmopolitan up in Vegas in November, and I think we need to go.
I would love that.
Yeah?
Billy Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah, love that.
Wilhelm.
Sure.
All right, who are you?
Johnny.
Johnny, damn good way to wrap it up, because indeed it is going to be way too hot.
In the City.
In the City.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Oh, my God, you guys.
And there you go. Five songs about being hot, which I don't want to be. I hate being hot. I hate it.
It's Give Me Five. The theme was hot.
And it's all over now. Woo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Worst Labor Day plans. We had a guy call in and say that he hurt his leg. Went in and had it looked at by a doctor. Then it jumped to his other leg and was planning on going to get it looked at on Monday.
Yeah, on Monday, I went and the boss man is paying for it. I think that's a wise plan. Go ahead and suffer through the pain through the weekend.
Correct. That's important.
But then go in when, you know, the boss man has to pay you.
As you just heard, it was Customer Appreciation Day. We asked some people some strange questions. We had a caller who said that she's never in her life eaten anything she's dropped on the floor.
We doubt that.
That is a lie. And also, it's a lie.
And you feel that she is, as a result...
A liar.
No, and?
A person who sits on a throne of lies.
An animal.
An animal, yes. Also that. And we all agreed Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, a slasher film with Winnie the Pooh as the killer... Everyone loves.
Yeah, I got to go see it, man.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, I can't wait for MST3K to have a stab at it. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
We also have tickets for Universal Studios Hollywood before 4 o'clock.
Congratulations to Steve from the Delamo parking lot.
He said he was going in to enjoy happy hour with a very happy girl in the background.
And greed.
And if you see these two running around at the bar or whatever, having a great time, it's because they just won tickets.
And have them invite you to Universal Studios Hollywood with them.
Yeah, and buy you a drink at least, you know, celebrate their good fortune.
Let's talk about... Heidi and Frank party instead.
Yeah, that's going to be in October.
That's correct.
The weather will be awesome.
October 8th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's the 10th anniversary of Heidi and Frank, the bash that's happening at the Hard Rock Cafe. Mm-hmm. And the word this hour is hard
rock. Hard rock.
Right, but what I read was wrong. I read it. I need glasses.
Yes, you do.
Wow.
If you can't tell the difference.
Wow.
It's hard rock.
I'm not
rock.
The only one who can't tell the difference, if
go
you know
ahead
what I mean.
And text that to 68683.
Did you happen to hear Lindsey Buckingham say the words, "This is our last show for a long time"? It was on this day in rock in 1980. Fleetwood Mac wrapped up a 9-month world tour with a show at the Hollywood Bowl. Guitarist Mick Jones was given the sack from the Clash on this day in rock in 1983. Have you ever seen a blue plaque that commemorates the very first home Freddie Mercury lived in when he arrived in England? It was unveiled on this day in rock in 2016.